5:39 as we jump into sports. And it's I was reading yesterday that the players union, or no, it was a judge that said, yes, the $765 million offer from the NFL to the players that are suing because of concussion and concussion-related injuries is too small.
Mm-hmm.
He says $765 million is not enough. Go away. Come back when you've got a real offer on the table.
I think many people said that immediately after the settlement was announced. It wasn't going to be enough money to cover. You know, everybody would get about $50 or something after the legal fees were paid and everything else.
Some people would get $5 million. And by the way, when plaintiffs come into court, it's up to them to manage what their legal fees are.
Yeah,
decisions in court all the time. Yeah. Someone says, gee, I think I qualify for a disability, but I'm going to hire a lawyer to make sure I get it, and they're going to take 50%.
Yeah, that's your decision.
Most of the pundits that analyzed this, though, said this wasn't nearly enough to cover the costs and the health care costs involved of these people.
You know how negotiations go, right? All right, I'm going to try and get you to do something, so I'm going to offer you $50. And you come back and you go, no, that's not enough. I'm like, all right, well, what about 75? I'm going to try and get you happy or to do what I want you to do or get you out of my hair for as little as possible.
The lawyers for the players settled for too little. That was the problem. They didn't get good representation.
So then who is this judge to interfere with? Two private parties say we've reached this agreement and we're putting it up for legal review.
It is not the judge's the judge has the authority, but I don't see that it's his right to do that. The law says he can.
But yeah.
Whatever. There's your problem right there.
Don't even go there.
Then say in open court, y'all defendants, I think your lawyers are incompetent.
Well, what did the judge say when she made the ruling?
Let's see here. I believe this is Girardi is the judge.
I see you're squinting there. Do you need glasses? You need your cheaters? You can't read the screen there? You having problems there, big dog?
The air in this studio is a little dry.
I see. Okay.
My contacts are a little... Actually, my contacts are old. I need to replace them.
Actually, even with the old contacts, that was the you don't want to go there look.
Yeah, old man, don't be picking on me. No, Girardi is the attorney also for the players. He said, we're analyzing it right now to see who fits and who doesn't. I would say this. A heck of a lot of them don't fit when it's talking about players to the settlement. To start giving you percentages would be a little bit over the top for me right now.
Because the settlement gave very different payouts based on how sick you were. So you'd have to qualify.
Okay.
Oh, gee, you have amnesia, memory loss, and parts of Alzheimer's disease. You get $5 million. Your family says you're a little forgetful. You're getting a $10,000 payout.
Well, don't you think that's appropriate? I do. I don't think that it should be split down the middle, because the individual that has severe damage and severe problems should be compensated more than the individual that every once in a while you have to go, I told you your car keys were on the table.
Yeah. And there was a researcher yesterday, she was written up in USA Today, who says that damage from concussions and football-related head injuries is overstated in existing medical research. Now, that's just one voice out of Benny.
And
other researchers have come to the opposite conclusion.
Well, and just to be fair, who hired the researcher to do the analysis?
She's an independent study. She looked into this on her own. By the way, USA Today, just to make sure that everyone knew this, pointed out that she is a former University of Texas cheerleader.
In order to try and discredit her.
Because she had to be painted as a bubblehead, of course.
In order to discredit this woman... Well, you know, you can't trust the research because,
there are whole... departments. The University of Pittsburgh, I think, has the biggest one that have analyzed the brains of these athletes, some that have passed. And the evidence has been fairly clear so far that there is a tie between football-related head injuries and dementia later in life.
I don't think that it's unreasonable to say, look, some of the hits the players are getting... are causing some injuries later on down the line. But I think it is premature, and I think it's irresponsible to say that it is the sole cause of their issues later on in life. There are a lot of people who have the exact same behavior and brain-related problems that have never taken a hit to the head ever. So it's an interesting situation you've got to do. I think the NFL should take care of its players. I do.
I think so also.
But just the argument we had yesterday, wasn't it yesterday or day before? The players have got to have the right to make the decision if that's what they want to do or not. If they want to go back out and play when their bell has been rung and they can't remember if they're Superman or if they're a defensive player, they have the right to do it. But if you choose to go back out and play, you waive your right to sue. You waive your right for compensation later.
And USA Today would like to point out that our morning guy used to run a Subway sandwich shop.
Yes. Yes, he did. And trust me, I got hit in the head several times. All right, so last but not least, on a lighter note, what's wrong with the new Cubs mascot?
Oh, it's wide open for mocking, isn't it?
And
it's being mocked unmercifully on the internet.
It's a cute little bear. It's a cub. And the name of the team is Chicago Cubs.
I'm not up to speed on this. Chicago hasn't had a mascot before.
No,
this
and
is
now,
a new thing.
Yeah, they've got an animated mascot now. You can punch it up a picture of it.
What?
The Cubs unveiled Clark, a cub bear, on Monday. The reaction has been swift. Nobody likes him. It's a cub. He's wearing a shirt. Of course, he's a bear, and he's not wearing any pants. Is that what they're upset about?
No, he's got his hat on backwards.
So what?
That's part of it. I don't know. It just, it's not a cool mascot. It's not cool.
To who?
It's
not like farts in the front office?
It's not like the Racing Sausages. It's not like Mr. Met. It's not like...
The Racing Sausages is not cool.
Sausages are very cool. In fact,
not.
The Racing Sausages are one of the hottest selling items in the brewer store at Miller Park.
Listen, it may be a hot thing, but it's not cool. There's nothing cool about a sausage.
You will become a Wisconsinite eventually when you realize that the Racing Sausages are cool.
I have to tell you what my mother in suburban Connecticut, she did not realize that they were Racing Sausages when she first saw them.
Oh, Lord, please tell me she didn't think they were anything inappropriate. Really?
Racing male appendages? Is that what she thought?
God.
Why do they describe them as German and Italian and Spanish?
My mother saw that and said, "What the heck is that?"
Oh, my goodness. Look at that one. That one must be from...
And then, the Washington Nationals ripped that off, and they have the Racing Presidents. Have you seen the Racing Presidents? Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the Racing
Presidents. Roosevelt,
Jefferson,
Washington.
Yeah,
yeah. Jeez. WSAU, Wisconsin. I think there's nothing wrong with the Cubs' new mascot. I'd like to see what does the actual costume look like? What is the actual mask?
I haven't seen that. That's all I've seen is the animated, the cartoon drawing.
I don't see anything wrong with it. The Cubs suck anyway, so what difference does it make, really?
The following sentences have never, ever been uttered before in human history. Please give a big Apollo Theater welcome to Michael Bublé.
I watched Dateline last night, and the murderer was not the husband.
Please, I can only be helped by so many Home Depot employees at once.
Let's lift weights to some James Taylor music.
I work hard, but not Kardashian hard.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.